HQN Books and Harper Audio present Fatal Reckoning by Marie Force, performed by Eva Kaminsky. Chapter 1. As she had every morning for 7 days, Sam reached across the bed, looking for Nick, finding his side of the bed cold and unoccupied. He would be home from his trip to Europe later that day. Thank God. In his absence, she'd been forced to make do with rushed FaceTime conversations on their son Scotty's phone, texts, and the press coverage of the trip that had included an audience with Queen Elizabeth. Sam had been sorry to miss the chance to meet a woman she idolized, but she'd remained at home to care for their son, Scotty, as well as Alden and Aubrey, the 5-year-old twins who'd recently become part of their family after their parents were murdered. At this early hour, Scotty and the twins were still sleeping, but the younger kids would be up soon. She'd put the time away from work to good use, getting the Littles, as Nick had nicknamed the twins, back on a schedule that included a return to their kindergarten class. Dr. Trulot, the Metro Police Department psychiatrist, had helped her find a qualified therapist who would work with the children together and individually to help them cope with their terrible loss. And she'd fielded phone calls from their mother's family members, who were suddenly concerned about the children's well-being, now that the men responsible for their parents' murders had been brought to justice. Sam couldn't stand hypocrites and had gritted her teeth each time a member of a family that had initially expressed no concern whatsoever for the children called to check on them. Fortunately, the twins' parents had made their older brother, Elijah, their legal guardian.